The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week I received in the mail, just as many of you did, a full-color brochure from KEEP, which is the leading lobby group for the horse industry. The whole magazine puts forth the supposed plight of the dying horse industry in Kentucky. It appeals to Kentuckians' emotions by saying the poor horse industry will die in Kentucky unless we attach casino gambling to the horse tracks. Therefore, we need a special session of the legislature to pass a law to allow casinos at the horse tracks. You know, it gets more and more laughable the lengths to which politicians will go to manipulate the people to approve what is evidently designed to bring them gain. It can't be for the good of the people, for gambling only destroys our society. It destroys individuals, families, business, and government. So we can only assume that somehow the politicians pushing it stand to gain from it. Plus, the idea that the horse industry needs the people's money who will gamble at the horse track casinos is absolutely ridiculous. The horse industry in Kentucky has had near record years in the sale of horses in recent years. They, who are some of the wealthiest among us, need the help of lesser income families? That makes no sense whatever. Not to mention what a moral wrong it is for the wealthier to steal from those less fortunate than themselves. The Bible has a word to describe this kind of attitude: greed. Not only did God say, "Thou shalt not steal," which is what Governor Beshear and Speaker of the House Greg Stumbo are promoting, the Bible teaches that there are only two legitimate ways to gain income. One is to work. The other is through the gifts someone leaves to us, such as an inheritance from deceased parents. God teaches so strongly that we should work to earn a living that He says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "If any man shall not work, neither should he eat." So to suggest that we should gain by any form of gambling is to directly contradict the Bible, which is God's infallible word to man. Those who promote gambling align themselves directly opposite to God's revealed truth. The Continental Congress, which was our national government from the time of our Declaration of Independence in 1776 until the approval of our national constitution in 1789, revealed their belief in protecting good morals when they stated, quote, "Whereas true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness, resolved, it is hereby earnestly recommended to the several states to take the most effectual measures for the encouragement of suppressing theatrical entertainments, horse racing, gambling, and such other diversions as are productive of idleness, dissipation, and a general depravity of principles and manners." End quote. So, as always, this whole issue boils down to, do we believe what the Bible says, or are we going to do it man's way because we think we know more than God? We've been doing it man's way in America for almost 100 years. It has brought us more drug and alcohol addiction, more crime, almost constant war the last 20 years, and a failing economy. Do we not see the handwriting of God's judgment on the wall? Will you ask God to deliver us from this evil? Will you call your legislators and work with God in protecting your children from casino gambling? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.